The number of daily coronavirus deaths registered in Spain yesterday was 430, according to the latest figures supplied by the Health Ministry. This is a slight rise from Monday's figure of 399, which was the lowest Spain had seen since March the 22nd, when there were 394 daily fatalities. There have been a total of 21,282 official COVID-19-related fatalities since the pandemic hit Spain, with confirmed infections now reaching 204,178. Some 82,514 patients have recovered from the illness and have been discharged from hospital. After reaching a peak of 950 fatalities on April the 2nd, the number of daily coronavirus-related deaths began a slow descent. The figures last week, however, plateaued with 410 on Sunday, 565 on Saturday, 585 on Friday, 551 on Thursday, and 523 on Wednesday. Children aged 14 and under will be able to leave their homes in Spain for accompanied walks from April the 26th in plans confirmed by the Cabinet yesterday evening. The Minister of Finance, Maria Jesus Montero, made the announcement during the daily government update. 8.3 million children and teenagers have so far been locked in their homes for over 5 weeks. Meanwhile, a further extension to the state of alarm is due to be debated in the Congress of Deputies today, which will see lockdown conditions last until the 9th of May. The Spanish government has set the maximum retail price for surgical masks at 96 cents. The Minister of Health, Salvador Illa, made the announcement in a press statement yesterday, stating this action was to prevent opportunism in the marketplace. He also went on to say that should the prices of other items of personal protective equipment be exploited, the government would step in to control profiteering. And it's been reported that Ryanair, Iberia and EasyJet are offering flights on their websites from May the 10th, currently the official date of the end of air restrictions. Sources from Spain's airport operator Aena say they have proof of the fact, but stress that from the Ministry of Transport there has been no official communication in this regard. Aena said it has devised its own plan to open up air traffic in Spain as commercial air restrictions begin to be lifted, with the de-escalation divided into three phases. In the first, domestic flights will be reintroduced. In the second, connections with Europe will be re-established. And in the third and final phase, the airport will restore its long-haul operations. Currently at the airport, Vueling continues to operate with three flights a week to Barcelona, as well as cargo ambulance flights and repatriation flights. And the FTSE 100 opened today at 564103, having lost 2.96% yesterday. Similarly, Spain's IBEX 35 dropped 2.88% and stands at 6634.90. £1 will currently buy you €1.1325, and €1 is worth 0.8829 pound sterling.